You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let's talk about this smuggling story, because I hadn't heard about this, and I was sitting here with a big grin on my face as I listened to Jeremy try to describe how these, was it two women?
I think this is a group of teens.
Okay.
So, I don't know. This is supposedly the hot trending story on the Twitters right now that all the millennials are reading. And what these ladies did is they would decide to go to a movie. But you got to take snacks to a movie. They're like, oh my God, we got to take our Rolos and our gummy bears and sun chips.
Do they sound like that?
Yeah. Let's go see Suicide Squad and sneak in some sun chips.
Oh my God, I love that Jared Leto.
So what they did is they took a watermelon, sliced that baby in half, hollowed it out, scooped out all the juicy goodness.
Okay.
Filled it with snacks, put saran wrap over it to seal it in.
Okay.
And then, like any normal woman would do, they duct taped it to their belly. and it looked like they were pregnant. So they loaded up these watermelons with food and then just, you know, went right into the movie theater, like holding their back, like, oh my God, I got to pee so bad.
Right, and they sat down. Because they're teenagers, it actually, we believe
like
them.
In their head, yeah, they're like, this is a great idea. So they pulled it off, and then they posted a bunch of photos on Twitter. It's been retweeted more than 25,000 times. And there they are, sitting in their seats, holding up the watermelon, eating their sun chips and kale chips and snacks and such.
Let me guess, there are people who are outraged, right?
Outraged right now. Some are calling it genius, while others are calling it unethical. How dare you rip the movie theater off like this?
Oh, so that's the unethical part of it? Is sneaking the snacks
sneaking
in?
The snacks
okay,
in.
Okay, because a few things. One,
what?
Listen, ladies, we got purses. Like, what the hell with the watermelon?
Well, it only holds so much.
I'm not going to lie, Emily. The very first thing that popped into my head was, if you just get a big purse.
These idiot teenagers.
All right.
My ethical issue with it isn't that you're sneaking snacks in, because movie theaters probably deserve it for charging $20 for popcorn. It's the faking that you're pregnant. That's where I see the
what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I think there's something like, I don't know. Like, what if it could be insulting to, like, women who can't get pregnant?
Really?
It could be insulting to men
what?
Who can't. You guys can't fake being what? Pregnant.
Hold on right there. I just found a thing in the office the other day from 1990 or whatever where I faked being pregnant for an entire day. I got one of those pregnancy suits.
So it's like, yes, you can feel
it's
what it's like.
It's called an empathy suit. Yep. So it's for right. men to yep. be able yep. to be empathetic with women. It weighed like 40 pounds or whatever, and I had to wear it all day. And
yeah, it's fine.
And did you sneak some sun chips into Suicide Squad?
No, because I would never want to see that movie.
I think that's like the weird ethical part of it. It's like there's
that's
just
funny.
So many.
That is funny.
There's so
but you
many
could do that for
ways.
Anything. For, you know, it's so like the people that can't eat sugar and they're eating candy. Oh, my God. Blind people can't watch the movie. You could be offended by that.
Well, you know, I guess on one hand, I see the argument that you are ripping off the movie theater. And I don't fall into the thing of demonizing movie theaters for charging, you know, $5 for a Coke and $6 for a little bag of popcorn, because that's the only way they make their money. They're paying the studios for all the ticket prices and stuff like that. And you got to pay the electric bill and all those teenagers who are taking your tickets and everything. So I get that. But if you sneak some, first of all, what's the percentage of people who are going to sneak food in any manner?
100%.
No, 100% of people don't. That's just
95.
It. Otherwise, you wouldn't be seeing people standing there at the concessions.
100% of smart people.
But my point is that it's generally a coat pocket or a purse. So I have to give kudos to the teenage girls for coming up with a very creative way.
It's very creative.
That wasn't even necessary.
But it sounds extremely sticky as well.
Right.
Like, it just
is
sounds like there would be
another fruit we could have, oozing. You know.
And then do
in?
You leave the watermelon behind for the poor teenagers with the brooms
like,
to
what
have
the
to
hell
clean
is
up?
This?
Somebody brought a watermelon.
When did we start serving fruit? These floors are so sticky now.
Oh, my God. So that's pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
If you asked five listeners, is it immoral to sneak food into a movie theater, or is it immoral to fake being pregnant because that's offensive to women?
I'm just throwing it out there.
If Emily says it, there's at least one other person who feels that way.
Another crazy person.
We're talking about these girls who hollowed out a watermelon. They sliced it in half, hollowed it out.
Yeah.
And then they stuck a bunch of snacks in there, put saran wrap over that, strapped it to their bellies so that they looked like they were pregnant when they put a shirt over it. And then they walked into a movie theater and then pulled out all their Sun Chips and other snacks.
Kale chips, Dom, because there's no healthy options at the theater.
Do they sound like that?
Yeah.
Just so ridiculous.
Becky.
It's funny to me.
A guy called in and his phone sounded like crap, but I do want to make his point where he said it's almost like, and they're teenagers. These girls were all, what, like 17, 18? He says it's almost like taunting the universe. Doing this watermelon.
Oh, so they're going to get knocked up? Belly.
Yeah, almost, you know.
so that they will get pregnant if you fake being pregnant with a watermelon.
Don't mock the pregnancy gods when you're 17.
So if you fake being pregnant with a watermelon, you will get pregnant in real life?
Becky with the good hair is going to get knocked up. And then she's not going to be able to go to beauty school.
All right, let's go to the phones.
This is totally going to get us pregnant.
Here's Sam from Aurora. Hello, Sam.
Hi, guys.
So what do you think about this?
Honestly, I'm offended, but not for the reasons that you would think. I'm not offended because some people can't get pregnant or that they're taking advantage of the movie theaters. I'm offended because they're making a younger generation just look horrible.
Yeah.
Is it that bad though?
Big
They're not
time.
Like, you know,
they showed creativity,
Sam. Store
it's
or...
just so lame.
I don't think it's creative. I think that they were just trying to go viral. I think that they were just trying to make a joke and go viral.
Totally.
And I just think that it's dumb because I own a purse for a reason and it's to sneak snacks in a movie.
Kale chips.
You know, you might be say that I do have a friend of mine who has, at any given time, two purses. One is a regular size that carries the stuff she needs when she goes to work, and the other purse is for going to the movie.
It's the giant one.
Yes.
You can put, like, a roast in, some mashed potatoes.
It's the big,
whole crock pot, Jeremy.
Big bag.
So,
Sam,
every
girl has a bigger purse for that exact reason.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why we love you.
All right, so your answer is it's stupid and it makes young people look bad. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm glad you called, and I appreciate you listening. Have a fun day, okay?
All right, you too.
Thanks a lot.
It does suck being a guy when you go to, like, a movie with a buddy, and then you can't really sneak anything in but, like, one candy bar.
You can't fake a pregnancy watermelon
belly.
No. No, but
no purse.
I do remember the days. Here's why I have to interject here. This is why it was so wild when the Landmark theaters opened up with bars. Because we had never been used to ever being able to drink a beer at a movie. And all of us have snuck bottles of beer into the theater. And then you have to wait until a very loud time or cough or something as you're as you're doing that. Yes. And then hopefully the bottle doesn't roll down, the cling, 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 cling. And so I remember the very first time I went to the Landmark over at Greenwood Village and... You can legally buy alcohol and take it into the theater, and yet we still felt like criminals.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When I put my bottle of white wine back in the chiller in the movie theater when it's all cold, and it makes that sound, it's like going all the way down, and everyone's looking at you. It's legal, but you're still a jerk.
You still feel
still a jerk.
Like you're doing something wrong. Here's Ashley from North Glen. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So what do you want to say about this?
Well, I heard they snuck the other half of the watermelon in with the fruit intact. That was the whole reason for cutting out the watermelon.
Oh, yeah, so they actually ate the...
So they ate watermelon?
They actually ate the watermelon. That they covered that part with saran wrap with the spoons and
even
passed the watermelon around during the movie.
You know, sometimes you just got a craving.
Like when it's pressed up against your sweaty stomach and...
That's so
saran. I'm saying I would do it, but that makes a little more sense.
Now, if you brought those little personal-sized watermelons, what are those called?
Oh, those mini ones, yeah.
Yeah, the little mini watermelon.
Give yourself big boobs when you go in. Cut those in half. I'm so stacked today. Look at me, Becky. I'm
nice
huge.
Melon.
Want to squeeze them?
Ashley, have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Who wants to eat my boobies? Becky? Come here.
Do they sound like that?
Yes.
Here's Susan. Hi, Susan from Golden. What's going on?
No, not a whole lot.
All right. What do you want to add to this?
Well, I think it's funny. I'm older, and so it was probably my teenager's age kids that did it. I just think it's funny. And had I seen it, I would have taken a picture and posted it for them. I don't sneak snacks in, but only because I go to Senior Tuesday and they give me my popcorn.
How do I get onto that?
Right.
Wait a minute. How old do you have to be for Senior Tuesday?
I would imagine on your AARP card.
Oh, I'm in.
You're in.
Oh, you got it.
I gotta get me a senior and go to the movie.
Which theaters are doing this?
Colorado Mills, they kind of all do it.
Really?
That's fantastic.
It's called Senior Tuesday?
I'd much rather do makeup than a watermelon.
Dang.
So how you get free popcorn, you said? Is that all you get?
Yes.
Wow, that's
discounted tickets.
I was going to say, probably a cheaper ticket.
Discounted tickets, free popcorn. You just still have to sneak in your soda.
Not like a free Enfamil or any sort of protein shake?
Sneak in your catheter.
No. That's a shame.
Got support hose that they hand out as you're going in. You don't want any blood clots while you're sitting there watching the movie.
No. The elderly are treasures, Dom.
What are you talking about? I'm elderly. Susan, I hope.
In the day, I did sneak in Mountain Dews because they didn't sell the bottle.
Oh, there you go. You're a criminal, Susan. Although, I had to laugh. You said you would have taken a picture. The thing is, you'd get in more trouble for getting your phone out in a theater than sneaking in a watermelon. Yeah. So, have a great day, okay?
Thank you, bye.
Thanks for being on the show.
Senior tickets. That's great.
I'm going to look this up. Here's Amanda from Aurora. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
So what do you sneak into movies?
I'm totally guilty. I've snuck in Subway, Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, girl.
Candy.
So I will be honest. I have snuck in, like, cheeseburgers before. Okay. Like Wendy's. You go to Wendy's or something beforehand and throw them in the missus in her purse.
Or the winter months. That's what the good coats are for.
Yeah.
I don't mind. You can sneak in any sort of, snacks and nibblies, but it's the stinky stuff that does get a little ridiculous.
Thank you for saying that, Emily, because there are people who sit in the row right behind you. They'll come in and sit down after you've already been seated, and they have this gut. They bring in, like, Indian food or something like that. Which I love.
Yes.
But I don't want to smell it during the movie.
She'll bring red beans and rice anywhere we go, and it's just not okay.
And people come in with a crock pot behind you and they start ladling stuff out.
Becky, pass the naan.
Do they sound like that? Amanda, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. One more. It's Barbara from Windsor. What's going on in Windsor today?
Not a whole lot.
Nothing? All right, you're just chilling? So,
no, I just headed to work, yep.
What do you think about the girls and their watermelon trick?
Well, I'm not offended by it. I'm really not. Because they didn't, it's not like they did it to their boyfriends, like they were faking a pregnancy to their boyfriends.
What's wrong with that?
Don't leave me.
I have 5 girls. I would kill them if any of them faked a pregnancy to a boyfriend.
But what about the theater part?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
I said, what about the theater part? Are you okay with that?
Well, like I said, because, yes, I mean, ticket prices are expensive. If I'm trying to take my kids to the movie theater, they all have to pay adult prices. But if I ask them, can they get in to see an R-rated movie without me? No. But yet they have to pay adult prices. So, yeah, I will sneak in snacks for my kids.
It gets expensive if you're like a family of 5 going in. It's easily $100.
You know, playing devil's advocate, Barbara. Now, hold on a second. No, devil's advocate. I mean, if your argument is it's expensive, therefore I can break the law and do this, you could be walking along and say, well, this car is very expensive, so I'm just going to steal it. I mean, I'm just saying, where does it stop?
Not breaking the law to sneak food in, is it?
I don't know. That's why I'm curious.
Yeah, is there some fine
print? Everybody does it, and they know it.
Well, yeah, okay.
But if everybody, stole.
You could say everybody drives 45 in a 35. Yeah. That doesn't make it okay. I'm just saying, if you say, it's too expensive for me, therefore I'm going to to go outside the rules and the law, but it's okay because I don't make enough money. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, but now it's their quote unquote rule. But if it was a law, I would not do it.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen a sign posted at a movie theater that says no outside food or drink.
Actually, no. I think
I've never seen that.
When you're sitting in the theater, you know, and then all the commercials are running beforehand.
Well, that's too late.
I think that's...
I've already brought it in.
And look, it's not like I'm... Barbara, I'm not being holier than thou. I've snuck plenty of things in the theaters. I'm just saying I don't use the excuse that, well, these SOBs are charging too much. It's just there's other things that I want to bring that they don't even sell. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's
Scotch.
True, too. Yes, that's true, too.
Hey, like Dom said, spent... It's real. Dom spent an entire day once at a movie theater, if I recall, too. Like theater hopping. He saw like four or five movies in one day.
Three.
So don't let him preach to you,
right.
Okay?
And he did it while drinking a bottle of limoncello.
Let me say this, though. I did, many years ago, do a triple feature on one ticket
price.
It was
like a week ago.
But I will put... No, it was over 10 years ago. But I will tell you this.
Sure.
I did... pay at the concession between each theater because I was hungry. I was
day. That made it right then.
I was there for like 7 hours, so at least I was buying popcorn and other snacks.
Back. You gave back then. That's good.
They were crappy movies, too. Barbara, I hope you have a delightful day.
You guys, too.
All right, thanks a lot.
Man, all I can think of is if I was standing behind these girls and I thought they were pregnant... And then, you know how watermelon is pretty juicy?
Yes.
If they were like dripping down? I'd be like, excuse me? Yeah, I think your water is breaking right now. You might want to call an ambulance.
Oh my God, Becky. I mean, it looks like you're peeing.
You have to stop talking like that. I'm going to
I can't, MLA.
Killing me.
My day has been made. But I will admit, Jeremy, when you do your little teenage girl voice, every one of our listeners who has a teenage girl is saying...
They totally get it.
They're saying that is what they sound like.
They look to their right. That's you, young lady.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.